I got joy in my soul. God is in control. I'm singing on my trail. I'm singing all is well. I'm tracking every day. I'm watching while I'm praying. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. With me. I'm a man for the prayer. With me. Forever. I'm having no doubt. I'm pressing up the in a storm and the rain, but I'm pressing stay the same. You'll never go wrong. My world goes on. I might be in a game, but you can't have my dream. No matter the attack, I'm not going back. With me,
that's a work in progress. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for doing it. Bless you, Lord. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my increase. I understand there's power in the blood. I understand it. You know, something, you know, the song we sung it for years, you know, by and by. But I'm in my by and by right now. I'm understanding some things a little better now. Bless you, Lord God. Amen. So when the enemy comes your way, it means war. We ain't laying down. We ain't tucking our heads, tucking our tails and running.
Come on.
No. Bless you, Lord. Amen. I want to direct your attention to the Word of God. Amen. The 17th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. A familiar passage of Scripture, and I'm going to go ahead and jump into this. But the Bible says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Bless you, Lord. The kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Just if you don't mind, just tell yourself the kingdom of God does exist. Now, I say that because I'm saying it on with a different insight than what I may have said it before. And I pray that it comes across that way. Amen. But as I said, there was a full day of ministry on yesterday, reaching out to souls, praying for people, and exposing them to the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
We expose people to the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
The Bible says it like this in the 10th verse of the Luke. It said, heal the sick. This is what he's telling the disciples prior to the Pharisees asking him about the kingdom. But he said, heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near unto you. And so you have to know this for yourself, that when you are ministering, when you're out and about, taking care of business or whatever you're doing, and you minister to someone, in this specific instance, Jesus told them to heal the sick. He didn't ask them to pray upon it, to seek after it, to fast upon it. He told them to go, and when they meet someone that is sick, to heal them. Period. heal them. That, and then after you heal them, tell them that the kingdom of God has been exposed to them. Bless your Lord. Mighty God. And so Luke's message, and I love Luke because he's ministering to Theophilus and the first epistle, and he's telling him and trying and making it very clear that the kingdom of God does exist.
Yes.
You know, people are wondering all around the world in different places, and you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Or you know, within themselves about belief, their belief, their faith is being challenged. And I found out.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I found out about in reading the Word of God that Jesus said in the same chapter. He said it's impossible. He said it is impossible, but that offenses will come. In other words, your faith is going to be challenged.
Yes, yes.
So now, since I understand that, Carl, since I understand that better now, then it helps me to be more prepared. Knowing that, and since now you know that you step out these walls tomorrow or just a few minutes from now, and something challenges you, you know that it's on assignment. It's impossible because God said that it was going to happen. So he's telling them that it's impossible. And you know, we get stuck on what someone did, and Jesus didn't get stuck there. He didn't even deal with that side of it. He told them what they were supposed to do. I can't make you wash your face, but I can wash mine. Bless you, Lord God. I can't make you do anything, but I can do what I'm supposed to do, which I have to do. Bless your name, Jesus. And so, matter of fact, you know, people, they, you know, church world, we jump spiritual real fast. You know, Jesus is talking to them about forgiveness, and they come, Lord, increase our faith. What does your faith have to do with forgiveness? Bless the Lord. Now, he's already telling them, this is how you're going to apply it, and they're going to start talking about faith. They're going to change the subject. Bless the Lord. Now, people are wondering what's going on, you know, and so the kingdom of God does exist, even in all of the racial extermination that's going on. People are asking, where is God? And I'm like, well, you're asking the wrong question. Instead of questioning God's existence and his intervention, you should be warning your family and friends about demon activity. Letting them know that the devil is real. And his activity is great, but God is greater. Bless your name. God is greater. My God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what the Alphas was making clear. God is great in his presence and in what he's doing. God, we're not going to focus on the Trumpism and all of that mess. Bless you, Lord God. He said, if I be lifted up, yeah. Then we're going to lift up the name of Jesus above everything. The king's heart is in his hand.
Yeah.
So let's talk to Jesus. Yeah. Like the Bible says, it said, if my people, bless you, Lord God, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and pray for me. Then I will, God will, hear from heaven. Bless you, Lord God, and heal the land. My God. So we just need some people that are not ashamed, that's not afraid, that truly believe that will humble themselves. Bless you, Lord God. My God. He was talking to them about the kingdom. Let them know that. But listen, I've heard it before, and you know, and many of us may have been guilty of this, and you know, when we say, I believe, and you know, but nothing has happened. I've exercised faith, but nothing's happened. And I began to rewind. You know, when you watch a sport, you have an instant replay.
Yeah.
You know, to see what's really going on, or what may have transpired, what happened. And so when I turned on the instant replay, I saw that, you know, while we was running down the sidelines, we stepped out of bounds. Bless the Lord God.
We thought we were safe, thought we were strong, we was all right, but we stepped out of line. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we didn't get that point that we thought we should have had. When we looked at the, when I looked at the instant replay, I found out, amen, that we were committing fouls. Bless your Lord God. Thought we was all right. We was calling foul on somebody else, and it was us all along committing fouls. Bless you, Jesus. You know, I was listening to the tennis, and they were playing, and there were violations that was popping up. And so the violation that was occurring was that the coach was on the sideline trying to instruct the player, and that is a violation. You cannot instruct the player while the match is in session. Thank you, Lord. How many of us have left the church after the coach has given the, oh bless you, Lord God, has given the message, has given the instructions, went home and got on the phone and got coached by somebody else? Bless your name, Jesus. Wow! Somebody say, wow! And then we wonder why. Bless you, Lord God. But thank God for instant replay. So we see what we did wrong. We said that when I was running, I stepped out of bounds. Man, I'm at the practice stand in the line. I'm at the practice keeping my eyes focused on the match. I'm going to have to practice not following. I'm going to do better. Bless your Lord God. Yes. So I can see the kingdom of God. Yes. An observation is the action or process of observing something or someone carefully in order to gain information. You take someone to the hospital and you know, and you leave them there so that the hospital can do an observation. You know, Marvin Sapp said, I would have never made it. Based upon the observation and the assessment, they said some of us needed to be 60 and under. We should have been dead by now. Some should have been blind, crippled, lame, crazy. Based upon the observation, but God said not so. Bless your Lord God. Because somewhere along the line, we met somebody and they were aware that the kingdom of God existed within them. And we were exposed to it, and here we are today. Bless your Lord God. We need to expose somebody to the kingdom of God. I believe that's what the preacher was talking about when he said, let the rivers flow from your belly, that the water should flow. Amen. As it does from the throne of God. And you'll find that over in Revelation. And then he came back and said that there's an ability that God has invested in us. And so since someone has recognized this ability, we should not fall short of ministering or marrying that same thing to someone else.
All right.
Earlier, Luke reiterated to his audience that Jesus had placed strong emphasis on those things that should come. And he gave them direction. He gave them direction. I thought this was so amazing of God that when they talked to him about faith, he said, listen here. He said, if you have a servant, and you tell your servant at the end of the day, after they have labored and they've done all that you wanted them to do, to now go fix me something to eat. And that's the job, that once they have fixed you something to eat, you're not going to tell them to sit down and eat before you. That's their job, to fix you something to eat for you to enjoy the fruit of the labor. So he tells them, he said, and even after that, you're not going to tell them thank you. Because that was their duty. So your faith, you need to tell your faith, go out and accomplish what I need you to do, and at the end of the day, this is what I expect. But let me say that again. Your faith, at the end, your faith has a job. Your faith was given an assignment when it was placed inside of you. When you were born, your faith was given an assignment. Bless you, Lord God. And as you came into awareness of the faith that you have, now you need to understand that it is an assignment, and you tell your faith, go out and accomplish what I want done. Bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And you expected to do just what you asked to be done. Bless the Lord God. just like you would your servant. You hire someone on the job, you tell your staff member, you tell those that work under you, this is what I expect, this is what's been outlined, this is the principle, and so I expect this at the end of the day, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the week, whatever it might be, but there is an expectation. So when I have faith and I give my faith a job to do something, I expect that to be done.
Bless
you, Lord God. Luke went on and said, he said, listen here. He said, there were 10 leopards. He said, and these leopards saw Jesus afar off. They could not approach him because of the mere fact that they had been exposed to leprosy. I began to look at that. I'm like, Lord, well, how many are exposed to leprosy? And so as I read a little bit of information, I found I saw that leprosy is contracted by someone coughing upon you. You standing in the same vicinity of them, and they just having a coughing storm just going on. And next thing you know, you've been exposed to that all through bodily fluids or mucus. Amen. And so you run across somebody, they got a nasal drip, and they just go, No. Listen, you got to move yourself because some of us have been contaminated by the cough of someone else. And it lay dormant for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and all of a sudden you find that she's springing up and questioning God. Bless the Lord God. Because of the exposure of a diseased person. My God. So they saw the Lord, and they said, Lord, please have, if you will, have mercy on us. And he said, listen here. He said, go and show yourself unto the priest. And so the Bible said they went. But what got me excited is that soon as Jesus said, go, something began to happen. Something began to change.
Yeah.
Something began to transpire. And all I needed was for them to start walking. And all I needed was for them to be on their mind. And say, okay, I'll go to the priest and show myself. Bless the Lord God. And change began to occur. All because when he said, go, somebody made up their mind and said, I'm going to go. Bless the Lord God. My God. Theophilus, listen. He's just wanting them to know that when the Lord told him, when the Lord spoke those few words, the permission was already granted. Everything, all the elements, everything that was necessary lined up.
Hallelujah.
But the path that they were traveling, I don't know, I didn't see the ground, but I just believe that everything that would have hindered them moved out of the way. Then all the thorns and thistles and everything that there was just dried up. Bless you, Lord God. The kingdom of God. Somebody say the kingdom of God does exist. It does exist. The kingdom of God, it does exist. Bless the Lord God. Forget all this other stuff. The kingdom of God exists. The manna exists. The anointing exists. The presence exists. All that is needed exists. Thank you, Lord God. Bless the Lord. I got a few minutes. The disciples, just said they jumped all of a sudden, just got spiritual with it. You know, you give somebody and say, hey, I'll pray about that. First of all, you're lying. You're not going to pray about it. The instructions, we don't learn to be obedient, we just obey.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So when you say, I'm going to pray about it, it means that you already have made up in your mind that you're going to carry it out and do it this way, not realizing that instant replay is already in motion, that it's already being booked, it's already being seen, it's already being played, and the day come that we'll play it back, but oh, bless you, Lord God. But now, he said, go. Jesus said, you have to use what you have. The lepers, when they saw him, he told them to go and show yourself. And when everyone else saw what the goal, and you know, they had to go. But we talk about the go in us. You know, the gospel go. You know, when the gospel keeps going, and it starts to drive you, and it drives you inside the store. You're standing next to somebody, and they feel the gospel going. They don't know what they feel. They just felt different when they left your presence. Somebody that was exposed to the anointing presence of God. Now say, are you saved? Someone else will just begin a conversation because they feel the peace of God. All of a sudden, they pour their heart out, telling you about their problems. It's time to allow the kingdom of God to be manifested. It's time to go in prayer. Do you mind if I pray with you so that you can know that the kingdom of God is here? You don't mind. You'll find out. You ever been around somebody and when you left their presence, you felt a little drain. The virtue has gone out. That is the kingdom of God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. We have to go. We have to have the gospel go. It's not a political thing. It's not a religious thing. They thought the hell was going to get a monopoly upon Jesus Christ. Let us slow down here. Bless you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
They were trying to get a monopoly going. Because see, if they could see the kingdom, then they could manipulate it. And that wasn't going to happen because the Lord already, he said, listen here. He understood what was going on. You know, we understand what's going on at times. And so he told them, he said, it's not made by observation. And so when he got with his disciples, he said, listen here. The kingdom of God is within you. When he got with his disciples, he let them know that the kingdom of God is within you. Bless you, Lord God. The power and authority that is needed is residing where? Bless you, Lord God. It's within you. Mother, the power is within you. Bless you, Lord. That's why we give new meaning to say, greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world, because it is the power of God.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says in John, it says, though he had not so many miracles before them, yet not they didn't believe not on him. He blinded their eyes, the Pharisees. And he hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, or not understand with their heart, and be converted, that he would heal them. Because it wasn't time for the Jews, for them to be healed. It was our time. This is our time. Oh, bless you, Lord. They had an agenda, and they couldn't carry the agenda out. I'm winding it down. Bless you, Lord God. When the agenda is not Christ-centric, there's nothing else left but schisms. When the agenda is not focused upon the assignment that God has given, and that is to allow the kingdom of God to be exposed so that people will know that God is in the midst of them, then it leaves nothing else but tangible and temporal things. Bless you, Lord. So when he was demanding of them, he told them, he said, listen, you can't see this. You can't see this because your mind, you can't see this. And he said, the kingdom of God is, focusing on the word is as a verb to describe a state of being or existence. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The healing power is within you. Just touch yourself and say, it's in me. It's in me. The power of God is within you. The language and the message that you need on your next encounter is within you already. You don't have to think about what to say. He said, I'll speak through you. Just open your mouth up and let it flow. That's your Lord God. The kingdom of God.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, listen. He said, so when we're thinking it has to line up and bless you, Lord God. When we're thinking about it lining up in the kingdom for this next miracle, it's in you. The lineup, the playbook, it's already been set in motion. It's already there. everyone under the sound of my voice, every Holy Ghost filled, every believer, the kingdom of God is, thank you, Lord, the kingdom of God is within you. So that ability for to be steadfast and unmovable exists within you. The enemy can't stop you from what, because it's already set in motion. That what I was thinking the Lord for was that when there are times that when the enemy comes in like a flood, I know the scripture says he'll lift up a standard. But listen, this is what happened with Daniel. The Bible said Daniel had prayed. And God sent an answer, heard him when he first prayed. And as he was on his way, the enemy withstood the messenger. And so there are times that the power of God is within you, it is manifest, it is working, but then the enemy comes in and try to break up a stroke, and God sends in another, an anointed chair. God defeats the enemy. When God sends that angel, whether it is Pastor Ruffins, whether it is Bishop Tutu, or whoever God sends,
Oh,